With a news update on 99.7 1450 WHTC, I'm Gary Stevens. As Howland City Council members went over an assessment of fair housing report during their biweekly study session last night, a group devoted to creating sustainable solutions to end homelessness in the community has a new partnership. Yesterday, officials of Lakeshore Housing Alliance announced a hosting shift from the United Way of Ottawa and Allegan counties to the Good Samaritan Ministries offices off of East 8th Street, east of downtown Howland. While the physical move is only about a block, the LHA believes that it will strengthen its overall continuum of care through Good Samaritan, who already is the designated central intake agency for Ottawa County's Housing Assessment and Resourcing Agency. This partnership, which aims to improve a coordinated response for individuals and families that face homelessness or other housing crises, addresses one of the goals of the Fair Housing Report from retained planning and services firm McKenna in addressing impediments to fair and accessible housing with a comprehensive and targeted approach through collaborative efforts. In a related note, the City of Howland's Human Relations Commission will host a tenant-landlord fair housing update 2 weeks from today, April 11th, from 12 noon to 1:15 p.m. at Howland City Hall off of River Avenue. An online link for registration to this free event is in this story at WHTC.com. As the severe weather season, which generally coincides with the start of spring, gets underway, the need for trained spotters is highlighted. The emergency management teams in both Kent and Ottawa counties will hold a joint severe weather spotter training session this evening at Hudsonville High School off of 32nd Avenue. From 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., National Weather Service meteorologists from the Grand Rapids office will be going over basic procedures, according to Ottawa County Emergency Management Director Lou Hunt.
Trains folks up a lot on what to look for, the different weather patterns, clouds, tornadoes, etc. So they get training to learn to know what to look for and then how to communicate that back to us.
These spotters are on the ready not just for storms but other weather-related phenomena.
They will report out actual snowfall that they've measured. They'll even, some of them will do it for wind speed. Some of them will do it for rainfall. Some of them will report out to us what they're seeing in flooding. You know, we have a significant flooding season every year here in Ottawa County.
The services these spotters provide are invaluable.
There's not that many of them, but they run the communications net that we're dependent on to receive that information. So they're kind of core to us.
The session is free, but registration is required through an online link in this story at WHTC.com. The U.S. Department of Energy has awarded Holtec International a $1.52 billion loan to restart the Palisades nuclear power plant in Covert. The announcement came during a visit to Palisades by Energy Secretary, former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm.
I know what this means to this community. I know it means jobs. I know it means livelihoods. I know it means identity. I know it means dignity.
And current Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Today, Michigan is going to make history. Palisades is going to make history. Holtec is going to make history. The United States is going to be making history.
Palisades stopped producing power in May of 2022 after several years of delays in powering it down. It would be the first nuclear plant in the U.S. to ever be restarted. Longtime opponent Kevin Camps of the Maryland-based group Beyond Nuclear said in a statement, quote, a win here for Holtec and its advocates risks raising utility rates at the expense of safer, less expensive renewables. Holtec is a company that has never built or operated a nuclear power plant, end quote. Camps also claims that, quote, Michigan is especially strong on wind resources, end quote, in pushing for alternative power sources. Blythefield Memory Gardens in Belmont is helping the family of 25-year-old murder victim Ruby Garcia of Grand Rapids by gifting them a plot for her burial. Family Services Manager Alexis Clemens says that she felt that she needed the help when she learned of the woman's death. Garcia's boyfriend, 25-year-old Brandon Ortiz Veit, who is in the U.S. illegally from Mexico, is charged with her murder and purportedly admitted to police that he had shot her several times, then dumped her body on U.S. 131 last Friday night in Grand Rapids. Garcia's funeral and burial will be tomorrow. A suspect and a Benton Harbor public safety officer were hospitalized yesterday after the suspect was shot during an arrest. State police say a trooper and the Benton Harbor officer pulled the suspect over in the 1300 block of Monroe yesterday afternoon, about 1:30. And found the driver has a federal warrant out for skipping out on parole. The suspect then backed up the vehicle, injuring the Benton Harbor officer's leg. but then was shot twice by the trooper. Suspect was released from the hospital, sent to jail around 4:30 p.m. The wounded officer is in stable condition. FEMA has extended the deadline for applying for federal help from the storms that hit the state last August to this May 8th. Officials say it was done at the request of state officials, homeowners, and renters in Kent, Eaton, Ingham, Ionia, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, and Wayne counties can apply. While it hasn't come to the lakeshore yet, it may just be a matter of time before measles returns. A number of cases have been reported across the state and nationwide of this disease this winter, but none have been disclosed thus far by the health departments in either Allegan or Ottawa counties. Jim Rutherford, the chief medical officer for Kalamazoo County, can speak for most of his colleagues in saying that this outbreak is related to a drop in vaccinations, especially among children.
We're trying to catch up with childhood immunizations that didn't occur throughout the years of COVID, coupled with the fact that I think more people are reluctant to get vaccines for their children. There's a lot of misinformation available. So as a result, we're going to get higher cases of diseases such as measles.
Measles is easy to catch and hard to keep away from.
Extremely contagious, lives on surfaces for hours. It's airborne, so it's person to person, but you can get it from touching, you know, a droplet on the surface and getting it around your mouth or nose.
Prevention is as much a matter of trust as anything else.
There's a lot of misinformation. Always go back to, you know, those trusted sources to get your information. Places like, you know, local public health departments, state health departments, the CDC, the World Health Organization, all, you know, scientifically have a lot of good information, a lot of good historical data. And that's really where we point people, you know, when they have questions about vaccines, about autism, all of those things that they worry about.
However, trust among the public about medical authorities continue to suffer in the wake of enforced COVID-19 health protocols that caused economic hardships while raising questions as to its motives. The Major League Baseball regular season begins in earnest on Thursday. The Detroit Tigers meet the White Sox in Chicago this afternoon with coverage from Dan Dickerson at 3:45 p.m. on 99.7 1450 WHTC, while the Chicago Cubs take on the Texas Rangers in Arlington tonight. On the ice this evening, the Detroit Red Wings skate in Raleigh against the Carolina Hurricanes with coverage from Ken Cal and Paul Woods around 7:15 p.m., following the conclusion of the Tigers broadcast on 99.7 1450 WHTC, and the Chicago Blackhawks skate in Ottawa against the Senators. Nat Reed scored 21 points with 10 rebounds as the Minnesota Timberwolves topped the visiting Pistons in Minneapolis last night 106-91. Detroit clashes with the Wizards in Washington tomorrow evening. Behind 27 points from DeMar DeRozan, the Bulls beat the visiting Indiana Pacers at the United Center last night 125-99. Chicago clashes with the Nets in Brooklyn tomorrow evening. Jonathan Bergeron and Tar Heroese each had a goal and an assist in a 3-goal first period as the Griffins downed the visiting Cleveland Monsters at Van Andel Arena last night 5-2. And will face the Chicago Wolves in Rosemont on Friday evening. Grand Rapids' two other teams are in action tonight as the Gold are home to the Cleveland Charge at Van Andel Arena, and the Rise have a Pro Volleyball Federation match in Omaha against the Supernovas. Get the latest news anytime at WHTC.com.